I believe in our democracy. I fought for this democracy being a United States Marine.
Billy the Kid here to remind my fellow Americans that we are not, in fact, a democracy, but a constitutional republic. If you are confused as to what this means, please click the link below to see the full political spectrum. Stay uncommon. Hello everyone and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I'm your host Billy the Kid and today we have got some different things hooked up for you guys, or different things in mind for you guys. And of course,
Uncle Budge, frozen as always.
Frozen again?
I'm frozen again. There's, you see that? Will that work?
There we go.
Here I am.
Oh, we got our new mascot back here.
Yes, this is Samuel.
Yeah, I think we actually introduced him quite a while back. We got him from a viewer. We named him Samuel. His name is not Sam. It's not Uncle Sam. He's not here to take your taxes.
No.
Okay. He is our freedom gnome.
Yeah, that's right. Freedom gnome.
Yeah.
Hashtag freedom gnome.
Hashtag freedom gnome. That needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
And it's your freedom gnomes. Just kidding. Okay, but moving on. First things first, I want to say that we are going to be doing some changes to the show. We've come up with a few segments.
Yeah.
So the layout's going to be a little bit different as
the
far as how it,
gonna be a little bit different.
How it plays out.
Right.
We're going to try to do the clips at the beginning, again, like we used to. This week, we just decided we'd use ourselves.
Yes. Unfortunately, you had to watch that, and you know, we apologize.
I'm sorry you had to see my face again, but you know, but the reminder is important. So, remember that we're not a democracy.
No, we're not.
Especially as we go on with our subject today, which we will get into here in just a second, but I was gonna say something, now I can't remember what it was. Brain fart. Again?
Once again?
Again? Okay, so I guess we'll just go ahead and get into it here because I can't remember what it was I was gonna say.
Well, we're gonna talk about a couple things, things today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a couple things planned, and then I added a couple more to it, too. But
right.
First and foremost, do you guys know what today is? What's the date today?
It's September 17th, 2023.
So I was sitting there thinking yesterday.
Right.
How is that day significant to America? Someone was, like, bugging me.
And
I'm like,
tomorrow's like,
significant.
I know it's important, but why?
Yeah. And that makes me wonder how many people out there have no idea it's even important.
Right.
No clue whatsoever.
I hope they understand it's important.
But they probably don't even know that that day is today.
Yeah.
Because it's not nationally celebrated as it should be in America. So for those of you that don't know, today is
Constitution Day.
Constitution Day.
Of the year.
So America has its birthday, obviously, July 4th, 1776.
Yep.
But on September 17th, 1787, was the day the Constitution was finalized.
Right. Signed by all the framers of our
sort of
great
like
nation.
The christening of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the Declaration of Independence that told the world and told England specifically, hey, we are our own nation, mm-hmm. we're our own country, we're not under your rule or anybody.
But that was just the beginning.
Right.
You guys, I know a lot of people don't realize that that wasn't the end of the Revolution.
No.
That was the birth of America.
Yes.
And
the Constitution.
That took several years to fight through. That was, 1783, I think it was, when the war ended.
It ended.
But then, right. you know, you had the War of 1812.
Right.
Battle of New Orleans in 1814.
Yep.
So on and so forth. So we continued to fight with Britain.
Right.
For a long time afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been in the last, like, 100 years that we actually became, like, allies with them.
Right.
And a lot of that due to the world wars. Mm-hmm. So.
But the Constitution, we already talked about the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution was actually written to prevent the citizens of this newfounded country from ever being under a tyrannical rule again.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution.
It was to protect
the powers of government
from having another England.
Right.
Or something worse.
Something worse.
Obviously, there's worse things than just your average monarchy.
Oh, I think of a few things.
Real fascism.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Communism.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Fascism is, you know, actually the active act of the government telling you what mm-hmm. you can do, what you can't do.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that, you know, all these people out there that are screaming, you're a fascist, you're a fascist.
They don't even know what that means.
They don't know what the word means, because if they did, they wouldn't be sitting there trying to tell other people what to do.
Fascism is literally groupthink, you guys. Literally.
Right.
It is mass groupthink.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, it's very similar to communism, but they're also different in their ways.
Yes.
And that's really just the way that the different types of government manipulate you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only real differences between fascism, communism, and socialism.
Right.
It's how the government is manipulating you and how blatant it is. You know, socialism is real nice and soft and squishy.
Well, you
right?
know, I think it's funny
and
that a lot
communism
of
is, you know, I don't know, it's somewhere in between the soft and squishy and the extra blunt fascism. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Sorry, my mouth is very dry.
He doesn't drink enough water.
That's why I'm drinking water.
Chemicalized water.
Unsweet. Just flavored.
Okay. What's it put in the flavor? I don't know.
Well, it's ginger ale flavored, so it's made with real gingers.
Oh. Did you make it out of your own hair?
No, not much of that is ginger.
Right. It's mostly white. It's got some remnants of ginger. A little bit.
A little bit. In the right light. In the right light.
Okay, what'd I do with my thing that I didn't set up? There it is. Today in history. Oh, I forgot to zoom in.
Yeah, let's zoom in.
Zoom in. I think that's what we had at last time.
Today in history, September 17th. Are we going to let the computer read it this
way? No.
I like listening to the computer read it.
U.S. Constitution. On September 17th, 1787, members of the Constitutional Convention signed the final draft of the American Constitution.
That's right.
2 days. Two days earlier, when a final vote was called, Edmund Randolph called for another convention for carefully review the Constitution as it stood. This motion, supported by George Mason and Elbridge Gerry, was voted down and the Constitution was adopted. James Madison, later known as the father of our Constitution, was among the most influential delegates at the Constitutional Convention. His notes from the largest single source form the largest single source of materials for Farrand's records, one of several collections in a century of lawmaking for a new nation, U.S. Congressional Documents and Debates, 1774 to 1875.
Hmm.
That's several years.
I'm leaning more and more to the computer reading.
No. James Madison is seen right here.
Yep.
Nice young picture of him, huh? Let's see. Go.
And then if you guys want to read this, the link will be in our chat box. Kind of long.
There's Mr. George Washington.
Yep.
But yeah, so that is the basics of that, and I will...
This is from the Library of Congress, by the way, people.
Link that. I'll go and link it in the chat for now. There we are.
Awesome.
Yes, hashtag freedom gnome. Hashtag freedom gnome. I'm gonna make a song out of it.
Maybe we can get Oliver Anthony to sing it.
All right, the 4th of July is America's birthday, but Constitution Day marks its coming of age. And this is from Time Magazine a few years ago, so you know we're gonna be picking it apart a little bit.
A little bit.
Oh, starting with right here, look, see? There's their first flaw.
Yeah, democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic.
Which is why I chose that clip for the beginning.
Right. People that don't know the difference are the ones that are being sheep and are being ruled by fools.
Democracy, again, has a lot to do with mass thinking.
Right. It's rule of the majority over the minority.
So... Well, what was the example we gave last time?
About the rule of majority over minority.
Yeah, but I had a good example last time, and I don't remember what it was.
Think about lynch mobs.
Yeah.
We did a comparison with
lynch mobs. It was. I compared it to the Salem witch trials.
Right.
Those people that were burned at the stake... It was voted by the masses as a mob of a mass.
Right. Mob thinking, mob rule. That is democracy, mob.
Yes. Rule. So all of those people said, burn them at stake because she could swim.
Right.
You know.
A constitutional republic, on the other hand, is a nation that is ruled
by the people.
Decided by the people.
And in a constitutional republic, we are given the right to trial.
Yes.
A fair trial.
And speedy.
And we are not guilty until it is proven that we are guilty. OJ was the other example we gave. How many people said OJ was guilty?
Mm-hmm.
He was sent to trial, given his...
He was acquitted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was let go, saying that he... But...
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, every time it works out perfect, OJ's being an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know. That jury may have been rigged. However, with that said, he was given the chance to prove his innocence.
In court.
In court, with a jury of peers.
That's right. You are innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. Just because
gave
someone
him the chance
accuses
to...
you of something
exactly.
doesn't mean you're automatically. guilty.
Exactly.
You've been accused.
Uh-huh. So, mob mentality, again, ultimately, what it boils down to when you're talking about actual democracy. Mm-hmm. And real democracy is why Rome failed.
Right.
So, ponder on that for a minute, some food for thought. Anyways, it says, ask any person to name the single most important day in the United States history, and they're likely to answer July 4th, 1776. Every year, Americans celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence by attending parades and watching fireworks. Most believe the Patriots defeated the British as though it was a football game, and then the Americans lived happily ever after in blissful democracy.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Especially that part that could not be further from the truth.
Right.
Democracy. Anyways. What was that thing that Benjamin Franklin allegedly said that women asked him?
Sir, what have you given us?
What have you given us? And he looked at her and he said, Madam, a republic, if you can keep it. And somewhere over this last 100 years, we have been manipulated to think it's a democracy. And actually, yeah, it has been about 150 years because it's been since about 1871.
1824.
Look up that year, though.
1824.
But look up 1871.
Yeah.
That is such a significant year.
Yeah. Well, in 1824, that was the birth of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the 1850s, later on, I think it was 1853 or something like that, was the birth of the Republican Party.
Yep. Because Lincoln basically founded the Republican Party. But in 1871, there was an act passed.
Mm-hmm.
Signed by, unfortunately, Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever forgave himself. That act was the Organic Act. I'm sorry. District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. Some of us who are old enough do remember it barely, very, very slightly being talked about in school.
Right.
But it wasn't, we never delved into it exactly what it was.
Right.
And why it made D.C. what D.C. is now.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't Washington, D.C. before.
No.
D.C. stands for District of Columbia,
mm-hmm.
which always had me questioning why. Because anything named like that has to do with either Canada or Britain. And oh wait, Canada is ruled by Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So why does America's capital, as of the Act of 1871, have District of Columbia attached to it?
Because it's supposed to have been, and I'll, this is from what I was taught, D.C. is representative of this, the capital of the United States.
Uh-huh.
It has, it is supposed to have no formal bearing on uh-huh. the other 50 states.
But you know what that actually did? The fine print mm-hmm. gives its own rights.
Yep.
And ultimately, its own constitution. And it changed from the Constitution for the United States of America to in all caps, which is very important if you know what legal documents are and what capitals mean in legal documents.
Mm.
It changed from for to the Constitution of the United States of America,
right.
all in caps. Just putting that out there. Okay, so the original Constitution is celebrated today. My real question, right. though, is why don't we actually celebrate it?
Yeah, because they're trying to hide it. They're trying to bury it. They're trying to make us forget about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So, one thing that I think we should offer with when we start doing our merchandise,
mm-hmm.
which we are looking into. But it's going to take us a while because that actually, you know, it's going to cost us money before we can actually do that. But one thing I was thinking was, with every order will come a free copy of the Constitution.
Hmm.
Because you can buy them in bulk.
Yeah. Cheap.
And I would gladly send out one with every single order. So, anyways, let us know what you guys think about this whole thing in the comments. And why do we not celebrate the Constitution Day? Why? It is so unbelievably significant to the history of our nation. Why do we not celebrate it? I think that's an important question to ask. And I think it'd be, you know, things like that need to be asked more often. So again, I'm going to leave the link for that in the chat. Since our chat rarely fills up, I'll go ahead and just leave it there for now. Oops. Quit clicking on the wrong thing. So, with all that said, our rights that were given to us, not given to us, but stated in our Constitution, our rights were given to us by the Almighty Father. Nature and nature's God.
Our God-given rights. In our inalienable rights.
1 through 10. Inalienable rights. That means neither man nor alien can take them from us. But no, they can't. In all seriousness,
the government can't take it away from us.
No.
Under any circumstance.
No. Not unless we give it to them.
Do you hear that, New Mexico governor? Just saying. Take away our rights. They're inalienable.
Mm-hmm. You didn't give them to us. You can't take them away.
That's right.
So, speaking of rights being taken away, people don't really realize that 110 actually took away a lot of rights for the average American. We're no longer allowed to do certain things because it might hurt somebody's feelings.
Right.
We're not allowed to say certain things about addicts and certain types of people.
Right. Because it could be considered as hate speech.
Yeah. So, however, that freedom of speech thing that they kept talking about, I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, they're trying to take away that. Jack Smith's trying to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to put a gag order on somebody.
So, they put in this new law, this measure in Oregon, Measure 110, allowing use of all kinds of illegal drugs.
It decriminalizes illicit drugs.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Oregon. If you want, you can go up to Portland, where I recently was, and it's legal to do meth.
They just sit out in front of Starbucks, shooting up smoking heroin. Yeah.
But
you can't smoke a joint over there, and you can't smoke a cigarette.
No.
And you certainly can't be drinking in public. That's not good.
No, definitely not. Although, wait a minute, this year, smoking is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking marijuana is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking is legal.
Mm-hmm.
They're not illicit drugs. They're not manufactured in any way, shape, or form. And they have not been modified.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dispensaries are questionable. I'm just saying.
All the benzene.
Well, I'm thinking, like, you know, the regulated cannabis.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure it's been modified. Probably filled with, like, I don't know, MSG. I'm just kidding. Aluminum. Sorry, Uncle Roger. That MSG is not that good for you.
MSG is never good for you.
Anyways, okay, back to the subject here, though. While they are giving the rights to, because this is a right that was given, they've been giving rights to addicts to do whatever they darn well please. And who paid for that? The American taxpayers, and apparently their donations as well. What is going on here? I took this screenshot from PDX Real. If you guys don't follow her, you need to on everything. She's on Twitter. She's on Instagram. Instagram is where I found her.
But you can look into getting some of those.
So, why? $250,000 that the Oregon Food Bank donated toward that bill.
Decriminalizing illicit drugs.
And look what it's done to Portland.
Yeah.
And it's leaking out of Portland all over the place.
Yeah.
But due to that, we now have an explosion of rural Oregon voters.
Yeah.
Everybody over here be like, what is going on? Okay, it is. It is up to 71%
voter turnout.
Voter turnout in rural Oregon.
In rural.
KGW News reports some of the high rural Oregon voter turnout percentages. Tillamook, 67. Benton, 71. Yamhill, 62. Lane, 65. The whole state has averaged out to 52%
voter turnout. See, now that's not bad. However, I believe there's some inaccuracies.
Uh-huh.
I believe there's a lot of inaccuracies. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, if that was so true, how come there's more people leaving the state than are staying in the state
now,
of Oregon?
Now, I think there is a bigger turnout because people are leaving the state.
You think that's what it is?
Because rural Oregon is seeing even people that we know fleeing Oregon because of what's going on here.
Right. People that are
the ones of us that are all of our roots are here and number one don't want to go, or number two can't afford it, or both.
Right.
We are realizing that we have to show up. We have that many less people that are helping us stand for our rights. We need to show up.
Yeah.
Or else we might as well be shipping out.
Problem is, we're showing up, but we're not being counted.
Yeah.
Because if they actually...
I mean, it kind of shows with how popular Tina Kotek is.
Mm. Although, she's number one.
She's number one in some.
That's the worst governor in the nation, but... Mm-hmm. The New Mexico governor, she's vying for that position.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard.
I think they're really neck and neck right now. They're fighting for that blue ribbon, so let's see who wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue ribbon. Should we put a donkey on it, too? Yeehaw.
I don't know where you've been, but you won first prize.
Oi, lad! Okay, if you guys don't know the joke, you should. A little inappropriate, but, you know, that's good. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Okay, so speaking of people leaving Oregon, more people left Oregon than arrived this year.
Last year.
Back
in 2022.
The Census Bureau reports it is reversing decades of growth in Oregon. More people left Oregon than moved into the state in 2022, a reversal of growth trends that had endured since the 80s. The new U.S. Census Bureau members marked the first time that Oregon saw people leaving than arriving since a housing crash in the early 80s caused a sharp recession in the state. Oregon's timber-dependent economy of the time meant it was among the hardest hit states. The recession was the state's deepest until the coffee.
Yes.
And it took the better part of a decade for the state to regain the jobs lost.
Yeah.
And that was back in the 80s.
Copy that. Let's put it in our chat as well. Mm-hmm. So more viewers can go ahead and take a look at that. This isn't just what we're saying, folks. This is actually what other people are saying. And it's being put out there. Why is it not?
Oh, that one is.
Because it doesn't fit a
too long.
Nerd.
It's literally one too long.
Oh, wow.
For me to put in there.
Alright, take out the https://. Take that first
part
out.
Yeah, we'll just put in that part of it, you guys. So you'll have to copy the link and paste it, but at least that way it's in there.
Alright, you'll have it.
And I'll stick this one in here too.
I feel all alone in chat.
Right? That's alright. They'll be around later. Whoops. I keep doing that.
We'll get more views later on.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what's going on in Oregon. Look at that.
Wow.
The graph here. These were people moving to Oregon.
Right. Look at the years.
Severely dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2009 all the way up to 2017, it was growing. Yeah. And then there's a drastic drop.
In 2021, and that's when the races really heated up and a lot of people.
Between 2017 and 2019, it dropped significantly.
Oh, yeah.
Rose a smidge.
Well,
and then dropped again.
People are leaving the state because of the Democratic policies that are being put in place. The lack of accountability from officials who are supposed to be representing us.
Yep.
And looking out for our best interests.
Probably why there. Mayor Wheeler isn't running again.
Yeah, could be.
People have been trying to hold him accountable for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And just to sort of frame why a lot of people have left. Take this guy, for example. I wouldn't be surprised if he leaves Oregon.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Hugo Avalos. You might remember him from our previous report. Mm-hmm. Turning out tasty Mexican dishes at his food cart. But now, he says his profits were spent fixing whatever had been broken by thieves.
Yeah.
So now instead of spending his days doing what he loves at his food cart, he's mostly in his car working as a delivery driver. Because he can't just run his food stand. So.
Yep. Due to high crime, because of Democratic policies and their soft on crime approach, it's causing people like this to not be able to feed his family.
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous.
Well, and he's just the worker, really.
Yeah.
So imagine how it is
The owner.
Oh, he is the owner?
Yeah, food cart owner.
Oh, it is the owner. Okay. But his employees are struggling too.
Yeah.
If he is having to spend all this money to fix what thieves have broken,
mm-hmm.
what people have trashed, that's that much less that he can afford to buy a good product,
right.
and pay his employees sufficiently.
Or he might have to cut the staff because to cover the cost of
mm-hmm.
the frequent break-ins and door yep. harassment that he's been a victim of.
And that could be why he is doing food delivery, because why should he be doing food delivery? He's the owner.
Right.
So I just want to bring this up really quick, though. Dave Rubin posted this. Fallout shelter. This is an example. Here, we'll show it to you here. Dave Rubin. Holy cow, is this what comes after woke? This is sent to him from a friend from her son's fifth grade health class.
This is a fifth grade health class. All right.
An unknown enemy has launched a nuclear strike on Long Island. Because of advanced warning technology, you are aware that you have 20 minutes to get yourself into a fallout shelter located in your neighborhood. When you arrive, 10 other people wanting to get in as well greet you. The shelter has enough supplies for you and 6 other people to survive the 3 months that you must remain inside before you can come out safely. Your group must decide unanimously who will be brought in and who will be left out. You have one, the first one, a 16-year-old pregnant girl. A police officer with multiple charges of brutality pending against him, and he has a gun. And apparently nobody else has a gun because it's New York.
Right. Long Island.
Whatever. A 38-year-old retired prostitute. This is a fifth grade class. And the... What?
Wow.
It's not like it's even high school.
Right.
This is a fifth grade class. There are 10-year-olds reading this.
Yeah.
Maybe 11. Depending on the time of year that they're giving this and when their birthday is. Okay. The next one, a 75-year-old priest, then a 35-year-old... Why does it say this? What is that? Sterile female doctor. What is with the sterile?
Why?
Why? That's what the part that got me about that. Why?
Yeah. Okay. Why mention it? But this is a health class, so...
Okay. We also have a husband and wife. They refuse to be separated. He is a lawyer and she's an alcoholic. A 31-year-old homosexual architect.
Hmm.
What does him being homosexual have to do with anything?
Yeah.
And why are we asking our 10-year-olds about this?
Exactly.
Next is a 50-year-old musician who was previously addicted to cocaine, because apparently all musicians are.
Yeah, yeah.
Mind you, I know more musicians that are not addicted to cocaine. Real musicians.
Real musicians.
You know, not mainstream musicians.
Right.
And lastly, a 28-year-old drifter with no apparent skills.
Hmm. Well, let's see. You have 20 minutes to get yourself into the fallout shelter. 10 other people are waiting to get in. Here sees 10 other people. They'll greet you. The shelter has enough
and you can only have apparently
6 other people.
So 7 people.
So 3 of these people have to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 of them you're taking, or 6 of them you're bringing with. So 4 of them you have to leave out. Hmm.
But again, why are we asking our 10-year-olds to make a decision like this?
Right.
With all of these, frankly, graphic descriptions of these people.
Right. I can understand the police officer, you know.
I also find it interesting, though, that the only police officer they mentioned has a brutality charge against him.
Right. Multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple
charges. Excuse brutality. Me. Multiple.
Yeah. Is that how you...
And he's the only guy with the gun.
Is this how we're trying to portray people to these...
That's what I'm asking. Is that the kind of image you're trying to portray to children of what a police officer is? Is that the stereotype you're giving them?
Right. That's... not cool. Why?
So, I don't know. Leave your comments below. What do you guys think about this assignment?
I would be taking this to the principal. And
well, this is probably in California. So...
yeah, it's California. So, yeah. They want you to know everything about everybody else. Who cares about yourself? They don't want you to think about yourself.
Unless you're one of those, you know, minorities. Mm-hmm. That's all you should do is think about yourself.
And victimize
yourself. Well, like that chick that... have you seen that one that's gone viral where she's like... she goes into a store and for whatever reason she's filming herself. And some chick compliments her hair.
Right.
And she's like... yeah, thank you, but I would really appreciate you not doing that because that's like a microaggression.
What?
Why don't you shave your head then?
What? How is that a microaggression? When someone...
because she was black and she has curly, pretty hair.
So?
Exactly. So they're at this point where you can't even give them a compliment without them boiling it down to some kind of racist or sexist or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you're talking to me, you must be a racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're talking to me, you must be a sexist.
Yeah. Oh, you complimented my blouse? Well, then you must be a misogynist.
Right. It's ridiculous.
You can't even compliment. I mean, that is how bad their victim mentality is. Like, you can't even compliment these people without them taking it as some sort of negative microaggression.
Right. Not only taking it that way, but labeling it.
Yes. And then trying to convince you that you have done wrong for being polite.
Yeah. So instead of saying, oh, I like your hair, I'm going to say, buzz off, lady. Maybe then I could fit in.
Yeah. No, you'll be labeled as something else.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Okay, so speaking of kids and all the craziness they're dealing with today, this one popped up on my Twitter yesterday. And
I don't know if we should show it due to the fact of the graphic content that may be construed as graphic content.
Well, I think we can give a disclaimer that this next clip might be a little bit hard for some to watch.
It's a little disturbing.
It was hard for me to listen to.
It could be triggering.
I'll be honest. It could be triggering. And frankly, for me, it was kind of triggering. But we won't talk about that.
It is very triggering for
so,
me
because...
Parent.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. All right.
Parent, grandparent, uncle. I mean, all right. If you guys haven't seen this yet, you've been warned. This happened yesterday. This was posted the 14th.
Right.
And I don't know the exact day that it happened. So if you guys have any more information on this incident, please leave your comments below and let us know what's going on.
This happened
in DeSoto County, Mississippi. A parent called their child, who wasn't home yet, to find out her location. And the bus driver then stopped the bus and wouldn't let them off. How does that make any sense? This woman called her kid.
Right.
Honey, where are you? You should be home by now.
Right.
Mommy's standing there waiting at the driveway for her kid to get off the bus.
Right.
There's no bus. There's no kid. So she called her kid.
Where are you at?
Where are you?
What?
And then the bus driver stops the bus where they be and won't let any of the kids off the bus.
Because a mother called their student.
How does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Leave your comments below. Let us know what your thoughts are on the subject.
Are you a parent? Would you be concerned? Let's see the video.
We'll not let our kids off this bus.
They're screaming, help me.
Yeah. Yeah. Very ridiculous that the kids...
These kids feel confined. And this is in Mississippi. It's probably hot as blazes on that bus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she's parked.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of heat.
Yep.
With all these kids packed on that bus.
Screaming.
There's a lot of kids on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming their heads off. They're scared. They don't know what's going on. And she won't let them off the bus.
Right.
You're traumatizing these children.
The bus driver is the one that won't let them off the bus. And she never gets...
My question, too, is why is this not national news? Why are we finding this on Twitter?
Right.
So when we get asked, is social media good or bad? Well, that's debatable. Because there's a lot of bad to go with social media. But if it wasn't for social media, how many of us wouldn't have even heard about this? Let alone be sharing it on our podcast.
Exactly.
It would have been only in DeSoto County that anybody heard about it. So, there are good things about social media. It gives us the chance to help keep each other informed. So, elementary school children, and yeah, hearing them scream it's heartbreaking.
Let's watch the video.
Look at these kids screaming. I got one thing for you, woman.
Pause it.
She sat there for half an hour refusing to let the kids off the bus or to take them home. The child of the mother who took this video called her crying. She was unable to understand her daughter and fearing there had been an accident, she went to the location.
Open the door now. That's my child. You've lost your man.
So another kid, after the bus was stopped, called her mom.
Mm-hmm. The bus driver refused to talk or communicate with any of the parents and wouldn't open the door and allow them access to their children.
This is kidnapping, you guys.
This is kidnapping.
Straight up. This is holding hostage.
Yes.
The only thing she didn't do was ask for a ransom, but she's still holding them hostage.
Right. I want to know what happens.
There needs to be charges against this bus driver.
Yes.
Period.
Multiple.
Yes.
Somebody better get that door open. I promise you. This woman lost her mind.
What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her?
Fucking job. She don't need to be home. Help me!
You got kids crawling out the windows.
Yeah. Look at them kids screaming and crawling like that. That woman's lost her mind. Hold on, calm down.
Yeah, they're traumatized.
My mama, leave. My okay. Mama, she...
Calm down. Y'all calm down. Stay right here.
It's okay.
Stay right here beside me.
I pause it.
Parents got word of what was happening and began showing up, you think?
I
hope they showed up in a big old mob.
Yeah.
So, point of view, your kids don't come home off the bus, only to find out that the bus driver held them hostage on a hot bus on a hot day, and all because one of the kids' mom had called to find out where they were.
Yeah. FaceTime.
So,
that's what
you,
FT is, FaceTime.
So, you stuck at your job, you were running late,
mm-hmm.
and you took it out on all those children and traumatized them.
And on all of the parents, mm-hmm. too. Parents wondering where their children are at,
mm-hmm.
fearing for the worst.
Mm-hmm. How many rules and laws were broken by that bus driver?
Right.
Leave your comments below. Let us know what you guys think.
Let us know what you might have done in this situation.
That shot, there was cops. There was a car kind of parked in front of the bus. You see it?
Yeah.
That parent was like, you ain't going nowhere either.
No.
You already stopped. You made us all come down here. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
You better let our kids off that bus.
Exactly.
So.
That is ridiculous.
Today is Constitution Day, but let's talk about how many of their rights, or your rights, are they trying to take away?
Mm-hmm.
And they can only take them if you give it to them.
That's right.
So.
If you surrender them. If you don't surrender them, there's nothing they can do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your rights. Just like just recently, a man was sitting in his home, and this is a younger gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting in his home. Glass shattered. He picks up his weapon, his pistol, goes to the hall to investigate, sees a gentleman with dark clothing and a mask over his face, pointing a gun at him.
Mm-hmm.
Come around the corner down at the end of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman defended himself.
There was another one.
And two other. There's three.
There was another one like this. This younger guy.
Uh-huh.
Mid-20s.
Right.
He was in his apartment. Two guys came to his door claiming to be maintenance or some crap.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You guys need to go. He was like, I was going to call the owner and find out what was going on.
Hmm.
Well, they started trying to kick in his door.
Wow.
He unloaded his 9 on them.
I bet.
And he had every right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys, at least one of the guys, did have a gun, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen, there was another recent one where this dude was like in a Chevron or something. He was in the gas station store.
Uh-huh.
He was standing there talking to the clerk. He had his bag in his hand and everything. Like, he was getting ready to leave, but they were having a conversation.
Right.
And some dude tries to come in and rob the store.
Oh, wow.
While he's standing there with his bag. He tackled dude to the ground, took his gun from him,
uh-huh.
and held him hostage till the cops got there.
Oh, right.
It's funny though. He checked the gun after he got the guy down on the ground. He checked the gun and it was jammed.
Oh.
So him and the store clerk are standing there fixing it. I'm like, yes. Oh. Okay, but to wrap it up, I know that was sort of a sour subject to end it on with those right. kids, but
I want
to. Childhood is so significant.
It is.
And you only get one chance at it.
Yeah.
And that is going to stay with those kids forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, and yeah. some of them are going to get past it easier than others.
Right.
Others but given the right guidance.
Counseling.
Given the right guidance and support, those kids will work past that trauma.
Yes, they will.
However, the things that are really going to get them past that is the good memories of their childhood.
Right.
So, our question of the week to you guys is, what is one thing that reminds you of the goodness of your childhood?
Right.
One positive thing that takes you back to your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a certain movie, a certain TV show?
A song.
A certain song.
Maybe it's a game.
Yeah, maybe it's a certain board game you used to play, or, you know.
Well,
like,
you know,
dominoes.
Well, what do you think of when I say Red Rover, Red Rover? You know? That takes you back to some childhood memories. You know, get clothesline by your classmates.
Served you right, Trevor. Oh. Or was it Jared? Maybe it was both. I mean, there was a couple of the bullies that we used to do that to.
Right. Oh, I know.
For part of the reason you can't play Red Rover in Oregon anymore.
Well, I remember growing up and everything.
And the bullies were always the first to tattle on you, too.
Mm-hmm. And we'd go over to, you know, outside and we're playing Red Rover. All right. Explain how to play and everything. And this bully gets called out, you know. I'll just say his name was Frankie or something like
uh-huh.
that. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Frankie on over.
Uh-huh.
And he gets out there and all bravado and stomps his feet a couple of times, snorts.
Like a bull?
Yeah, like a bull, and starts running.
Toro, Toro!
Right at us, right? I grabbed my friend's arm, and we're just skinny little kids. I grabbed his arm, and not, you know, right around his wrist. Because he goes, let's hold hands. I go, let's hold wrists. So we held that, and he was coming right at me. I knew he wanted some of me, and I was like, okay, fine. So as he came, I dodged, held my hand up
yep. there.
I think he went around our wrist about three times before he hit the ground.
Oh, man.
But anyway, that's a great childhood. What's your favorite beautiful, good memory?
Yeah.
Of childhood?
A happy memory. A happy positive memory.
Positive.
Let us know in the comments below.
Oh, wait a minute. There we go. A favorite playground game. Yes, it is, Shannon.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That and dodgeball.
Dodgeball, oh, man. I can still taste the rubber off of that ball when it hit me in the face.
Same. And like the little ridges on that ball.
Right.
The abrasions on your face. Love dodgeball.
Shannon says her arms got sore swinging every time we played that game.
Right? Oh, I love that game.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us at the tail end here, Shannon. We appreciate you joining us. All those others that are watching or going to watch, we thank you for you taking the time out to join us just for a little bit of, you know, get away from the world for a little bit and also focus in on some of the things that are actually happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, it's Constitution Day.
Happy Constitution Day.
That's right. I'm going to go drink some water and
coffee. And go to Owls and Aliens.
Yes. Don't forget to check out Owls and Aliens. They are back home, or they're supposed to be back home here soon.
Soon. But check them out on YouTube. Check out the website.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Scream them on your favorite screaming.
Our beautiful intro. We really appreciate that. Yes, much love. And all the members of the band, and especially that one.
All that one guy.
That one guy. Oh, man.
He's got the long hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you, man.
He's like, you guys are jerks.
Alrighty. Well, with that, until next time, don't believe the nonsense.
And stay uncommon. We took a little trip. Colonel Jackson down the mine, Mississippi. Okay.
Alright, go ahead and stop recording this. See what our audio levels are at.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans.
And we fought the bloody British.
In the town of New Orleans.
We fired
our guns and the bridge kept coming.
There wasn't
not as many as there was a while ago. We
fired once more and they began to
run. I had a brain fart.
Down the Mississippi
to the Gulf of Mexico. Oh. Two, three, four.
Three,
sound off. Three, four. Oh. All right, you're done. No.